B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
All right, let's get a statistical analysis to this game, which I think may favor the Eagles a little bit. Let's bring him in. He joins us every Thursday. He, of course, you see him and you feel him on the ESPN Morning Show. Get up, because he's providing all kinds of information for the people on the camera. And he is, of course, the pride of Westchester, PA, and Church Farm School. He's the great Paul Hembekinis. Hembo!
Mike Missinelli, I can't take the moniker of the pride of Westchester. Joey Wendell, the third baseman for the Rays, I played high school baseball with him. He's in the World Series.
Oh, you
right
did,
now.
Huh?
Had a couple knocks yesterday, at least for this week, maybe next if they can last that long. I think he's gonna have to be the pride.
For the time being. He's a hard nosed player.
Westchester University to the national championship a few years back.
Yeah, so yes, he did.
He's got a leg up on me. It's fair to say that our baseball careers have gone in very different directions since high school.
Yeah, but arguably, my answer to this World Series, you still will be famous for years to come, more than Joey.
Well, let's hope so, sir.
Well, it's Church Farm School. What was your nickname there, Church Farm School?
Nothing I could say over the air. Oh. I mean, I didn't get Hembo until,
not your personal nickname, your team's nickname, your team's mascot.
The Griffins. It's half dragon, half lion or something.
Oh, the Griffins. All right, Griff. So let's talk about this game here. Because this is a stat that I think people are going to like about Carson Wentz and his ability to play tonight against the Giants and what they don't do. What is it?
So Carson Wentz can win this game by winning the perimeter of the field. The Giants' pass defense is outstanding between the numbers. They have more interceptions than touchdowns allowed on those throws. But that same defense is absolutely dreadful along the sideline. They allow a QBR of 94 out of 100 outside the numbers. And over his last three games, Wentz has averaged 12 yards per attempt and 17 yards per completion on those throws. And that, of course, was without DeSean Jackson.
Wow. QBR 94 outside the numbers and 12 yards per attempt, 17 yards per completion on those throws. That's awesome. So DeSean's back. We may see a streak play.
I was texting back and forth with Orlovsky this morning. This is the clear path for the Eagles in this game. You're going to see the Giants' defense play a decent amount of zone coverage, and they're just not a very fast team. They're like I said, in a phone booth, when they can compress the field, they're a much better team, but they're not nearly elastic enough, I think, to go sideline to sideline. So this is an area, this is certainly a game in which Carson Wentz's arm strength should definitely benefit the Eagles much more than usual. And though he's been really inconsistent, of course, one of the areas in which he has thrived, is sort of the touch along the sidelines and some of those deep throws. And now he's got his weapon back. I like his chances.
All righty. Daniel Jones, not good in the pocket, and is good outside the pocket running, believe it or not, and he's probably an underrated runner who can hurt the Eagles' defense tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I think the primary objective of Jim Schwartz's defense tonight is to keep him inside the pocket, just like you said, and the two reasons why. First, he is that sort of an underrated running threat. He averages more than 8 yards per rush on scramble, believe it or not. And secondly, Jones just hasn't fixed his ball security issues. Jones has thrown 4 interceptions and has 3 fumbles inside the pocket already this season. For his career, Jones has 25 in the pocket turnovers in 19 games. So long as the linebackers sort of stay home and the 4-man rush does its job, this guy's going to cough it up at least once.
Yeah, see, that's ridiculous. That's why I'm looking at this game as an Eagle win, because 25 in the pocket turnovers is just absolutely absurd.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
So I'm thinking the Eagles get one or two short fields out of that tonight.
I would think so. I think it's very clear. Like when they're playing zone, the linebackers just can't go AWOL like they did a couple times last week against Lamar Jackson. Of course, I'm not comparing Jones to Jackson. I mean, Jones looks like he should be in the cast of High School Musical, but he is, like I said, a really underrated runner. And so long as the pass rush doesn't pin their ears back and sort of end up way too far afield, I think the objective here is to sort of compress the pocket and make him operate in a small space. Don't sell out for sacks. Go for pressure and keep him sort of constrained within the pocket, because his track record there, like you said, is just not good.
All right, let's go into the numbers here, the betting numbers and the betting trends. So it is 4.5 right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Give me a couple of trends here on this betting line.
Yeah, so the two loudest trends in this game actually sort of contradict each other. So I'm going to need you to tell me which is a bigger factor. The first is a good one. The Eagles are 5-2 outright and against the spread in their last 7 games when playing on a short week like they are now. Those 5 wins have come by an average cover margin of more than 10 points, so they've cleared it easily. But as always, I'm sort of wary of betting on the Birds at home. They're 6-13 against the number at home over the last 3 seasons, 3-11 when favored. Only the Chargers and Giants have covered at home less frequently than the Eagles over that span. To you, which of those two numbers is more predictive?
Well, I would probably have to go with the short week trend.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a little more telling than the other one. But however, you're talking about a quarterback who's playing, you know, he's probably banged up and bruised. So, I mean, that trend would tell you that Doug Peterson does a decent job in a short period of time, right?
Yes. I think that's the right answer. It's very clear that the coaching staff has prepared this team well in circumstances like these. And it's also to the Eagles' advantage. It's also to the Eagles' advantage that they're up against a rookie head coach and a second-year quarterback that haven't been through the ringer all that many times. But your point about Carson Wentz is a good one. This number really surprised me in looking this up today. He's been hit 6.5 times per game on dropbacks, and ESPN's been tracking this for 10, 15 years. Over the course of a full season, no quarterback has taken that many hits on a per-game basis. So like, I'm with you. Like, the quarterback is banged up, and if they don't remedy this thing pretty quick, I'm afraid he's going to get knocked out, because the last time we've even seen a quarterback approach this is rookie year Andrew Luck, and that guy was getting battered around like, you know, David Carr at the beginning of his career. So the numbers are very unfavorable in that respect. Right now, Wentz is dealing with an awful lot.
You know what's really interesting? He's getting banged around more than any time, like in the last 2 seasons, right? He didn't miss a game last season, and he's like really has survived all these hits this year. And people still say, oh, you know, he's always hurt. He's not durable.
Carson Wentz's toughness can absolutely not be questioned. He has suffered injuries, but his toughness can absolutely not be questioned. And you can't have watched the last 2 games without coming away with the fact that kid is an absolute warrior. I mean, the fact that we don't have stats to indicate that any quarterback has dealt with this before is pretty remarkable.
All right, let's go into the Football Power Index, which is how we always end. The Eagles on a tremendous shift. Are the favorite to win this division, Hebba.
A tremendous shift indeed. We can thank Andy Dalton for that. So ESPN's Football Power Index favors the Eagles to win the division, giving them a 55% chance to do so, despite a 6-9-1 projection. That number jumps to 61% with a win tonight and falls to 40% with a loss. FPI gives the Eagles a 70% chance to win tonight. That equates to a 7-point favorite. That's 2.5 points more than what Vegas says. And if anyone who sort of buys the analytics, this is an opportunity to get some action on a line that might be a little short as far as Vegas, how Vegas sees it.
Yeah, I actually like the Eagles tonight, and I do like them to cover. And I hope I'm not falling for fool's gold here, because the factor of Daniel Jones is weighing heavy for me for them to win the game tonight.
I grew up listening to a legend on the radio by the name of Mike Missanelli, who would say, this is a very smelly line. And looking at the betting data, right now, like 80% of the public is on the Eagles. That is what gives me pause. From a football perspective, I'm with you. The Eagles should light up Daniel Jones.
Yeah,
they should clean his clock. But the Vegas aspect of this does give me pause. I have to admit.
I understand that it is against the Missanelli, the line telling me something. but I got to go with my gut on who I think the better team is here, and I hope I'm not wrong. So we'll see what happens, man. Good stuff as always, Hembo.
You're a good man.
We'll talk to you. There he is, the great Hembo on the Comcast Business Hotline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.